Sure, Fast Loud on Triple J. That's Turnstile right there with TLC. And now it's my absolute pleasure to say Brendan from Turnstile is on the phone. My friend, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing? Nice to be here.
Doing wonderfully, thank you. Now, where in the world do we find you as we're having this conversation?
I'm driving right now in Baltimore, Maryland.
Very nice. Now, the new album, Glow On, is now upon the world. How is the vibe in the Turnstile camp?
It's great. We've been so busy working on projects and getting ready to play shows and working on events and all kind of things, all the kind of pieces we're just putting together before we kind of take off on the road and putting out the record and things. So it's been really good.
Well, if you'll forgive me for kind of diving straight into the deep end with these questions, but Glow On really solidifies something that I said about your last album, which is that, for lack of a better genre term, Turnstile really are a progressive hardcore band, progressive in the idea of, taking a genre, but then being completely unapologetic and turning it on its head and drawing influences from a number of places. So I really wanted to kind of focus this chat on influences and creativity, because I feel like that's something that a lot of creatives are kind of struggling with at the moment. So I guess kind of starting with the big esoteric question is, where do you find you draw inspiration from more than anywhere else?
I think the biggest inspiration is peers and other people, from close friends, people in the band, to friends in our community. So just people making music or people existing that in our, in my sphere that I'm admiring. I think it's always a huge inspiration, because I think it's something that you can appreciate an individual's take on something they're trying to do, or just them as a person. I think just seeing people from different worlds doing different things, especially musically, growing up in a place like Baltimore, it's a smaller city where there's just a lot of really cool creative things going on simultaneously. And it being a smaller city, it almost like forces them to kind of overlap sometimes, whether it's shows, having kind of mixed bills, to whatever kind of community is kind of overlapping, because it is, a smaller place. But I think that's, to me, I'm so grateful for it, because it's been a super fulfilling thing to be able to grow up in that kind of environment where you're constantly surrounded by different kind of people doing exciting and beautiful things.
And on this album, something that I can't actually think of another example of seeing is that there's only one feature artist on this album, which is Dev from Blood Orange, but Dev features on two different tracks. So it's more than just like a one-off kind of flash in the pan like you'll get on some albums. So what did Dev bring to the influence process? How did Dev influence you in perhaps a way you weren't expecting?
I am a big Blood Orange fan, big Dev fan. It was so great to be able to work together, because he's definitely someone that I just admire musically as a person. I think has a very wide range of influence and just kind of does so many cool things that, working together was a huge thing for me, because, it was something that we had kind of talked about doing for a while, whether it was playing shows or working on songs together or music. And so when we came in together, it was kind of, you have songs, but working with someone else, it's always kind of like a thing that you throw up in the air and you just try things. And I think as soon as we got together in a studio, we tried things and they just felt really good, and how I could, the best case scenario of how I imagine them working out, and kind of brought the songs to life in a new way, which I think is always good, because I think working with someone else can offer a new perspective to a song, or make you hear it in a way that you never would have imagined. So I think it's a good practice. And for this was a very rewarding experience.
Well, we're going to go to a track from the album right now and kind of come back and pick a bit more about the creative process apart. So we're going to go to a track with Fly Again right now. Would you tell us a little bit about this song as we go into it?
This song is called Fly Again, and it's got some beautiful little piano at the beginning.
I like that. You're on Sure Fast Loud. We've got Brendan from Turnstile on the phone having a chat. This track right here, it's called Fly Again. Sure Fast Loud. That's Turnstile right there with Fly Again. Brendan's on the phone, and we're speaking about inspiration and the creative process, which is sort of rife throughout this album. And Brendan, kind of as I said at the start, like, throughout the album, there are some really, really interesting bits. I mean, Fly Again's the perfect example, like you said, with that, really, really pretty piano bit at the start of it. But I think one thing that a lot of creatives really, really struggle with is, no matter how solidified they are in their talents and their beliefs, there's always a matter of second guessing things like that. And I guess I was curious from your experiences, how do you manage to work through second guessing things like putting a really, really piano, like pretty piano part at the start of a quote unquote hardcore song?
I think it's just about being open to try things that you're imagining. I think if you have an idea that comes up, nothing's ever a bad idea or not worth trying. And I think a lot of times you try something and it doesn't work, but I think a goal for us as a band when putting songs together is if it can be imagined as far as like how a song should feel, it's always worth trying things to kind of build that and put that, you know, imagination into the song. Sometimes it works. Sometimes you just try different things and until it feels like something that connects to you.
Are there ideas and songs out there that perhaps you're really, really into, but they kind of fall outside of a line of where Turnstile exists?
I don't think so, because I think at the end of the day, if it's coming from us, it's going to be a Turnstile song. And I think it's up to other people to kind of connect those dots and understand why it's coming from us, because we've already connected those dots, you know. I think we as a band have, you know, grown up together and can kind of speak a similar language, and if it feels good to us, it's kind of usually the only goal for making a song. And yeah, I think a lot of things sonically might a lot of times fall outside of a on paper what someone might expect the band to sound like, but I think everyone's perspective on what a band should sound like or someone making music is very unique to them. So I think it's kind of just always, I guess, challenging your perspective on what you would expect.
I mean, something you just said reminded me of something I read recently where I think it's like when a band such as Turnstile kind of pushes those boundaries, you stop becoming the gatekeepers and start becoming the gateway, because you're bringing more people in rather than keeping more people out. And I think that sort of, it makes sense with what you're just saying right there. And I really, really vibe that.
Cool. I appreciate that.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome. Just kind of, rounding things out. I used to round out interviews by saying, oh, when are you coming to Australia? But obviously that's, a massive question mark up in the air at the moment. So, there are a lot of young Australian acts that listen to Short, Fast, Loud. And like I kind of said at the start of this interview, I think talking to a lot of them, I know that a lot of them are struggling with creativity and experiences right now. So, I mean, if you had a piece of advice to give to some young acts who are struggling with, creative block or writer's block or anything like that, well, what would your personal experience be to that musician?
I think it's all just time. I think, a lot of the songs for this record were written before pandemic. And then the ones that were just a lot of just pacing around in my room, doing things that pacing back and forth for hours, working on one little riff and kind of like always feeling that it was never going to be anything, or am I wasting too much time? And why am I not being able to finish this? And I think it's not necessarily the end goal as much as just the process of allowing yourself time to kind of just let things happen as they will. Cause some of the best things happen in a split second, and, ideas that don't go anywhere, you might spend a year on and it might result in nothing. So I think it's trusting that time is, will kind of have its way, and just to always be open to let anything in.
Brennan, thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat with us. I really, really appreciate it. I've let you choose a song that we're going to go out with today. We're going to go out with a track called Mystery. Would you tell us about this song as we say goodbye?
I love this song because it was an idea that was never really intended as a full song for Turnstile. It was kind of something that was intended for Turnstile, but maybe more as an interlude. But as soon as the song and the melody and the little progression kind of came, was brought to the band and we played it as a full band, it felt really special to actually play it, full instruments and everything. So I'm glad that a small idea like that could come to life and become a full Turnstile song.
Love it. You're on Short, Fast, Loud. This is Turnstile right here. The track is called Mystery.